Now, the rest of the story.
It was a routine search and destroy mission in March of 1966 in that hell on earth called Vietnam. Private Jim Patridge was the point man, the scout. Whatever happened would happen first to him. 3 days earlier, Jim and his Marine buddies had been flown in by chopper to assist E Company. Echo had been hit hard, needed all the help they could get. Jim's company had been fired on from the outset, had chased the enemy in a forced line through dry rice paddies and palm trees, and now it was the afternoon of the 31st. So far, as I say, a typical day of search and destroy. Now, this was supposedly a secured area, but Jim was wary. And his squad sergeant, John Gray, had somehow gotten ahead of him, so Jim ran to pass him, and Jim ran into a fence post. No, you heard correctly. He ran into a fence post. 20 years later, Jim Patridge was home in suburban West Chicago. He was in his garage getting ready to take out the garbage when he heard a woman scream, "Somebody, please, help me." The screams were repeated over and over, and they were coming from down the block about 120 yards away. Well, Jim dropped the garbage bag and he headed toward the dreadful cries. They belonged to a neighbor, Tammy Kroll, who was kneeling at the edge of the family swimming pool. It was one of those above-ground swimming pools with a deck around the perimeter. Well, Jim rushed up the 5 steps to the top of the platform. He found Mrs. Kroll cradling the apparently lifeless form of her year-old baby Jennifer. And Jim took the infant from her frantic mother. Little Jennifer, who had accidentally fallen into the pool only minutes before, was now blue, even her tongue. Her eyes were rolled back in her head. Jim had seen death before. There was no question the little girl was clinically dead. And yet Jim stayed calm enough to remember that since CPR, not even dead, is necessarily so anymore. So, Jim cleared the water and the mucus from baby Jennifer's throat, began breathing his own breath into her tiny lungs, and by the time paramedics arrived, about 10 minutes later, the child's heart had begun beating. She had resumed breathing on her own once again. And little Jennifer is alive and perfectly normal today, because Jim Patridge was there when he had to be. He might not have been, had things been otherwise in Vietnam 2 decades ago. For you see, the fence post that Jim ran into during that search and destroy mission, the fence post he ran into, that's kind of a GI slang expression. It was not the sort of post that holds up fences. It was rather a kind of exploding booby trap. And the explosion hurt Jim. Hurt him badly. And when Jim heard his neighbor screaming these 20 years later, he hurried to help in a wheelchair. And then when obstacles blocked the wheelchair, he got out of that and he crawled 60 feet to the swimming pool. Then he crawled up the 5 pool deck stairs to breathe life back into baby Jennifer. For in Vietnam, when Jim Patridge triggered that explosion, it sent him to a MASH unit near Da Nang and left him totally legless and totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.